I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore Crosses the Boundary.
Yeah, no, as I say, great moment. First time I punched gloves with Alistair Cook out there in the middle. Unfortunately, I didn't quite get my line right. Punched Cookie, sadly unconscious. Lost us the game, to be honest. But I was probably more disappointed than the skipper, actually, because he was on 99 and I hadn't got any runs at all. But hey, that's cricket. This is a great comeback from Podmore. The South African captain's blocked him after being called an expletive-deleted hashtag sick in the head. Oh, dear. Oh, now the umpires are getting involved. They're telling them to put their mobile phones away, stop trolling each other and get on with the game. Well, quite right, too. But then if the technology's there, then why not use it? I mean, I ordered some bright red polka dot trousers online the other day and they came in an absolute trice. Yeah, no, obviously it's the icing on the cherry to be named public enemy number one by the Daily Express. Something Dave Podmore's always aspired to ever since I first pulled on a DJ and went backstage at the Children of Courage Awards. I still say those sweets were there for everyone. And anyway, that little girl started it. But as far as I'm concerned, history's what's in the past. And, well, we had a laugh and a beer afterwards and I've moved on.
Boys and girls, your worship, Foxy the Leicestershire Masker, welcome to the grand opening of Dave Podmore's Kaboom Stumps and Bales Factory.
Yay!
Let's big it up now for National Treasure, Lord of the Banks, and complete maniac Sir Frederick of Flintoff.
Right.
He's off.
Okay. Hello?
Stopping him's going to be the problem.
Is this mic on?
Oh, what have I done?
Right, so, yeah, factory's open.
Back in the day, when a bowler disturbed the timbers, the bales simply fell to the ground. Yawn. Now, thanks to the groundbreaking work of the Indian Premier League, Australia's Big Bash and New Zealand's McDonald's Super Smash, those same wickets explode in a shower of pink and orange sparks, while the bales pulsate to the sound of Another One Bites the Dust. And on the boundary, columns of flame shoot up into the night sky, imperiling the often skimpy costumes of the cheerleaders.
Neil, can you get the fire extinguisher? Really quick, Neil.
Needless to say, at the vanguard of this initiative to attract the young sets in the noble game and stop them staring mindlessly at their smartphones, a certain former Leicestershire and England all-rounder, sometime captain of Mr. Blobby's All-Star Charity 11, but now captain of industry.
All right, can you sign some stumps, Fred? Best wear gloves, mate, they're still hot.
Something of a coup pod to secure the services of the star of Freddie Fry's Down Under fame.
Oh, hello, Andy, you here?
Not to mention the author of 5 autobiographies, being Freddie, I Flintoff.
Yeah, no, nothing's too good for the Kaboom range of stumps and bales. Lighting up the Leicestershire Business Park, weather permitting.
Yes, at least the drizzle's keeping the flames to a manageable level.
Can I, like, get me chips now, Pod?
Yeah, give him his fee, Neil, just the one bag.
Time was, it would have been the Podman doing the honours with the big gold scissors and making the first off-colour remarks of the day in front of a visibly embarrassed Lady Mayoress.
Yeah, look at me now, calling her Joyce, all due to the success story that is Kaboom. This is factory number 4. 2 members of Buck's Fizz opened the others.
That's good to hear. Any saucy skirt pulling?
Yeah, as soon as she arrived. Don't know why she got so minty with me.
Well, you're kick-starting the East Midlands economy in no uncertain terms, Pod. Possibly the first tangible green shoots of Brexit.
Yeah, unless you listen to the naymongers at the BBC.
Mr. Evan Davis and his leather blouson ilk.
We hired our 250th employee today. Well, I say employee, technically they're interns. But I'm giving them hope to go with the PhDs, masters, whatever.
Mr. Podmore, can I have this chip that Freddie Flintoff dropped?
As long as you don't eat it in company time, young lady.
No fear. I'm taking it home to share with my little brother.
Is he not lucky enough to be employed at Kaboom?
No, he's a consultant rheumatologist at Leicester Royal Infirmary.
Right, any more questions, Andy, address them to me. She's got exploding bales to bubble wrap. Neil, can you bring the baby Bentley round the front? The tangerine one, with Kaboom on the bonnet.
Ooh.
Press that button, Andy.
Ooh, the flute of Veuve Clicquot.
Should be English champagne. Right, this is going back.
I have to say, Pod, you're looking every inch the distinguished CEO of England PLC with your blue blazer and Betmore cravat and expensively shod foot on the dashboard. Goodness, how many tassels?
4 on each loafer, Andy.
Oh, surpassing Beefy Botham's 1987 record, I think I'm right in saying. Though I'd need to have that confirmed by the new Flavour of the Month scorer on Test Match Special, whose name escapes me for the moment.
Oh, he's another Andy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I like him. And I'm not interested in stats. But yeah, no, it's nice to know that Sir Ian's eating Dave Podmore's dust, tassel-wise.
I sense, Pod, that at this point in your career, you're comfortable in your own skin.
It's not all mine, Andy, but you can't see the joint, can you?
Oh, well...
Without touching... Oh.
It's very evident, Pod, you're in a good place right now. And I don't just mean a suede bucket seat. Is it all down to the Brexit bounce?
Very much so, Andy. The nation has spoken, and it said, thank you, Hair Brussels, but we'll decide whether we want to smoke in pubs, ban kids from restaurants, get the cowboy back on the fag packet instead of knackered lungs, and grow a mullet if we want to.
Which you've already done, I see.
First thing Dave Podmore did after Article 50 was triggered.
Oh, surprised there isn't a button in here for that, too.
Ooh, she's nice. Remember this, Andy.
I'll dream on you, pathetic fat old pervert.
Can't tell you how good it feels being able to do that again, Andy. Post-Brexit, we're turning the clock back.
To the 1970s?
Well, to the 1680s, now we've got the DUP on board. Every cricket match sponsored by fags and razors, and the kiddies can burn a witch in the tea interval. New golden age.
I'm tempted to grow my Mungo Jerry afro back. What does your attractive wife Jackie make of this brave old world?
Ah, she's all for it. She's in Monaco. We're trying to get Miss World back in Britain, where it belongs. She's in talks with Charles Aznavour's people about hosting it. Just a few details to iron out with the stairlift.
Who's feeding the dogs?
I haven't got any dogs.
Yes, you have. You've got four German shepherds.
Like I said.
One of them was a Wisden Cricket Dog of the Year. Bruno, was it, or Adolf?
It's not funny, Andy. They were European, weren't they? No way I could allow them freedom of movement.
So you've sent them back where they came from?
No, I've shot them.
Oh.
Hard Brexit, Andy. I've lost four of my best mates, but I've got my country back.
Happy ending. Nice story. Ah, here we are at the studios of Don't Get Me Wrong FM.
And Stands to Reason Digital.
Time to put the world to rights.
Yeah, they're in the basement. I do the midnight shift for them.
Oh, up all night then, Pod.
No, I don't work for them. Five live Muppets. Right, out we get.
You sure it's safe to leave £500,000 worth of motoring muscle in the middle of the road?
I had one of the new sat-navs installed. Finds the nearest disabled spot and parks itself. Takes out any cyclists on the pavement and abuses a traffic warden too. Amazing piece of kit. A lot of the Premiership boys have got these.
Shut up! You're listening to Don't Get Me Wrong FM.
This is Dave Podmore stirring it up again. And who have we got on the line? Oh, our old friend Vic from Swaddling Coat.
Now then, Pod.
Now then to you too, Vic. What's getting up your pipe today?
Oh, what isn't, Pod? South Africans.
Ah, very enjoyable test series, I thought.
You what?
What was clear to any seasoned Dave Podmore watcher was that the post-Brexit feel-good factor had robbed Pod of his salty wisdom, which was now, disconcertingly, salt-free. The question was, how would his regular listeners react to the new Mr. Reasonable?
Whoever it was that slow, they want waterboarding.
I'd say cricket was the winner at the end of the day.
I'll tell you the trouble with cricket. It's gone rubbish like the rest of the so-called world.
Some things aren't so bad, Vic. What's not to like?
What's got into you? You've gone soft.
Thanks, Vic. You have yourself a great rest of the day now. Next caller. Who's next on the line?
There aren't any.
What?
There are no more callers. That's it.
Well...
Rage was conspicuous by its absence on the East Midlands airwaves, as were its close relatives, resentment and spleen. It was as if the Podman had a bile bypass of A42 slip road proportions. As someone who'd worked with Pod on many a docu-sportrate down the years and several other unrealised projects with tainment at the end, I was worried. There's an invisible line of non-involvement between a local broadcaster and the subject of his in-depth looks at tea time. And after 28 years in what I like to call the business, I knew that for once I had to cross that line. I found it, the line, at the region's coarse fishing mecca and Dave Podmore's spiritual home, Saddington Reservoir.
There you go, little fella.
Pod, what are you doing?
Throwing it back to fight another day.
That carp must have weighed 25 pounds. You could have got your picture in the Leicester Mercury Weekend Leisure section and earned yourself a Morrison's voucher.
I'll let someone more deserving have it.
Pod, this has got to stop.
What has?
All of it. I read your tweets last night, and I have to say, I for one was shocked. That one you sent to Joe Root.
It was late, I'd had a few.
What you tweeted, Pod, and this may come back to haunt you, was, well done, Rooty, keep up the good work, loving the sleeveless sweater, bring on the Windies.
What's the problem?
Well, 4 minutes later, you added, and all the best to the Windies, too.
Who cares?
Your Twitter following is down below your bowling average.
What, less than 240?
Even Donald Trump's taking time out from making America great again to call you a loser hashtag sad guy.
Fake truth, Andy. Hang on, what's this?
Yeah. It's a dead cat pod.
Oh, where's my phone?
Well, it's too late to call the vet. Oh, unless you're planning to put it on Instagram with a caption, Alistair Cook's new opening partner, like the old pod would have done.
Shut up, Andy, it started.
What has?
My 1 minute silence app. I find I use it most days now.
Oh, pod.
Right, where were we?
That's not a minute.
No, it's my T20 one-minute silence app. 10 seconds, though I personally prefer the longer form of the silence. It gives you time to place a respectful online bet.
Cricketers have always been early adopters of the latest advances in telecommunications. Half a century before Shane Warne used his famous spinning finger to text his appreciation of an undervalued NHS nurse, his forebears were already pushing the envelope, raunchy message-wise, with an early version of the dating app Tinder, as this rare archive recording shows.
By day, this man plays for Surrey County Cricket Club. By night, he'd like to go out on the town. But it's the very devil of a job for a chap to bowl a maiden over when he's forever playing cricket.
Operator, put me through to Mayfair 5267.
So, after a hearty cream tea in the pavilion, he makes his way to this telephone box in the shadow of the famous oval gasometer to arrange assignations via a secret exchange.
Hello?
Hello. I'm 28, but I look 63. It's the smoking mainly, but also the clothes.
Have you got a pencil moustache?
Yes, and a limp, which I'll explain when we get to know each other a little better.
Oh, you're a cheeky one and no mistake.
Can you meet me at 1800 hours, Ordnance Survey Coordinates B54782 and F82893?
You'll have to give me time to run these nylons under the tap on the landing.
Excellent. We'll take the 1839 train to Eastbourne.
Just as long as it's no later than that. I'm 21. I don't want to be on the shelf forever.
How will I know what you look like, my dear?
I look like Dora Bryant, only in colour.
Well, let's wish them the very best of luck and hope for the sound of wedding bells in the not-too-distant future, followed by the patter of tiny feet. Let's hope it's not the other way round.
Cricketers were also at the forefront of another social media trend, sharing photos of your lunch.
These lucky youngsters have an unexpected visitor down at the youth club. It's Dennis Compton of Middlesex and England, come to put the lads through their paces.
Now then, boys, stop that nonsense and put that cribbage away while you're about it. I'm going to show you the correct way to take a snap of your lunch.
What's the point of that?
Why, to show off to your pals, of course. Let's say you've had a tin of pilchards.
Mmm, yum.
Line your head up over the box brownie, weight on the back foot, and click. Then it's down to Boots the Chemist on the New Parade to get your prints developed.
Hello, Mr. Compton.
Hello, Iris.
Usual, is it?
Yes, more pictures of me lunch.
Who's the lucky recipient this time?
Well, now, I think I might send these to the Bedser twins. I'm sure Alec and Eric would be fascinated to know what the catering's like at Middlesex.
Glossy or matte?
You know me well enough by now, Iris. Glossy, of course. It goes with my hair.
Very well. That'll be 2 and 6.
Ta-da, then.
See you in 3 weeks.
In fact, it was 4 weeks. Compton had forgotten the Whitsun Bank holiday. And back at the youth club, that wasn't the end of the story.
All right, boys, gather round. Let's see how the prints have turned out. Oh, there's been a mix-up at the chemist's. These aren't my pilchards. They're Bill Edridge's faggots. Well, I never. Let's have another go with this nice plate of kidneys.
Bad luck, Dennis. Better luck next time. You see, top cricketers like Compton know there's only one way to improve your game, and that's to keep practicing.
I don't know what you're on about, Andy. I don't need help.
Look at yourself, Pod. You're driving on the correct side of the road, you've got both hands on the wheel, and you've just let that Saab cut in front of you.
Live and let live. He's in my prayers.
Pod, you're in a mess. You've lost your mojo.
Excuse me, Andy. You are reclining next to someone with an exploding stump and bales factory and tangerine baby Bentley, not to mention another one in Mother of Pearl on Jackie's side of the carport. Oh, don't forget my sidebar of hate in a certain national newspaper. How can you say that a person with all that has lost his... whatever it was, You said, hello, Pod here.
Hi, Pod. It's Jay, the weekend editor of online content.
Hello, pal. Did you get my column about fat cats?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about, my darling. Tiny bit worried about the tone.
Bit near the knuckle, was it? You listening, Andy?
Just a bit. Saying they keep the economy running?
Well, we do.
Our readers want to hear about bloated parasites sucking the blood out of the British working man and woman.
That's not very nice, is it?
Pod, it's the sidebar of hate we're paying you 30 grand a word for. Not the sidebar of let's all give the bankers a bunch of flowers and a pay rise. And as for what you said about the enemies of the people...
Supreme Court judges have a very tough job to do. Almost as tough as being an umpire. That's my next column.
Yeah, well, there isn't going to be one. Afraid we're going in a different direction, love. We're looking for blood boiling fire in the belly, foaming at the mouth. Alan Bennett's free, so I'm taking him for afternoon tea at Spearmint Rhinos. We're going to start him out on locked churches. Ciao.
Bad luck, Pod.
Nah, fair enough. You've got to bring on fresh talent.
You know what your problem is, Pod? Anger issues.
What do you mean?
You haven't got any.
Andy, can you put Orinoco Flow on again?
I knew someone who could help. One of the perks of doing a regular show like Andy Hamer in the afternoon is the rich and varied tapestry that is its guest list. Check it out on the website. That's how I got to meet the top Aussie sports therapist, credited by some with giving shy opening batsman David Warner the confidence to punch Joe Root in Birmingham's prestigious walkabout bar. She's now back in the old country, helping the Australian Women's World Cup team get in touch with their inner dingo. I wanted to see if Dr. Professor Shiruna McDermott of the University of Hanging Rock could work her magic on Pod.
G'day, Pod, you porky pommy bastard. Have you got any nude photos of your wife?
Well, not on me.
You want to buy some, you drongo?
Not really, no. Why?
Jeez, what are you like? I'm trying to sledge you, mate. Get inside your grill, mess with your mind.
Oh, okay.
Why are you so fat, so?
Probably eat and drink too much, to be honest. With everything going so well at the Exploding Stump Factory, it's really hard not to, well, celebrate life. And that leads to pies.
Struth, this is going to be a three-tinny consultation.
Sorry, am I doing something wrong? I like that picture, by the way. I'm a big admirer of Indigenous Australian art.
Yeah, well, that might be where Mel Gibson threw his passion fruit smoothie when he came in for an anger top obsession. Right, let's get your brain scan up on the screen.
Oh, we're going to watch something. Can I have some popcorn?
Oh, salted caramel, if you've got it, Shiruna.
Head inside the scanner, please, and take your gold chains off.
OK, what about the earrings?
And no stud. And the wrist. Oh, I'm not liking this cerebellum one bit. Your anger synapses have shrunk to the size of a kookaburra's winky.
Do you mind me asking, where did you study?
Don't question the doctor, Pod. The counselling she gave Mum and me when we couldn't agree on whether to see Mamma Mia again for my birthday or take a punt on five guys named Mo.
This isn't making me lose my temper either, Andy. I know you're trying.
Well, thanks to the good doctor, we settled on kinky boots, which was a great success.
That's it, Pod. Your time's up. You'll have to make another appointment as soon as you've settled my bill. If that doesn't make you angry, nothing will.
All right.
What do you think of that?
15 grand for 4 minutes. That seems fairly reasonable. You've got a lot of overheads. Like that Pound World Transformers helmet you made me put my brain in.
What's the matter with you, you uptight, pommy emotional cripple?
All right, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. Get out of here. You don't deserve to be here. On your way, you dozy cane toad. Pavilion's over there.
She's lost it.
I'll take your pimp's fake jewellery with you.
It's all right, Pod. I'll pick them up. Look, they're safely in my bum bag.
Oh, sorry, Shiruna. It's your 4 o'clock.
My name is Russell Crowe, and I will have my appointment.
With you in a second, Ross.
In this life or the next. But there's absolutely no rush.
That doesn't sound like the Maximus Decimus Meridius that I know.
But I say this. I can always wait in reception. There's a copy of the oldie out there, and I can get myself some water or a cup of tea or something. Anyone else want one?
Oh, jeez. It's one of those days.
Thanks for trying to help narrow my mind again, Andy, but I just think don't fight it. The angry part of my career's over. Been there, done that, run through the field of wheat.
At least you've still got your successful award-winning Exploding Stump and Bales factory.
Exactly. Focus on what's really important. Making Britain great again. Hey, what do you think you're doing with those boxes?
I'm from the SFO.
You're an alien? Him and Russell Crowe on the same day? What are the chances, Andy?
Serious fraud, Office Pod, and they seem to be interviewing members of your workforce.
Oi, what's what you're doing with those wickets? It says handle with extreme care.
That's him, the fat one with the mullet. He's robbed me of the best years of my life.
Come with me, please, sir.
Get your hands off me.
I wasn't touching you. I meant Andy. Can you give him a little bit of space, please, sir?
Don't take Pod away.
Stop it, Andy. Stop pawing me.
Five Live, bringing you patriotic news from this great post-Brexit country of ours. I'm Chris, and I'm in a dinner jacket, obviously. More about the raid on the Kaboom Stumps and Bales factory, where a whistleblower lifted the lid on Victorian working conditions so bad that TV's Ian Hislop has been seen putting on his red scarf and making a documentary about it. In what is now being called cricket's 12 years a slave gate, employees had to pay the factory owner, Dave Podmore, £6 an hour for the privilege of working there, or what Podmore called a leg up, and protesters have released a charity single which has, yes, gone viral.
When the history books look back on what we've done here at Kaboom, they won't just see exploding wickets with pink sparklers, they'll see a legacy of hope. So, yeah, no, very much so.
He's telling porkies, porkies. He's a fat kid, fat kid.
I'm giving them hope.
He's got a mullet, mullet.
I'm giving these youngsters hope, but without a toilet break.
He's bowling rubbish, rubbish.
The so-called charity single, released in aid of the victims of Pod's so-called working conditions, may have reached number 24 in the download charts, just behind 23 so-called Ed Sheeran songs, but it certainly won't be played on Radio 1 County's Andy Hamer in the Afternoon. It emerged that of the 250 Kaboom employees, 168 were in fact undercover police officers. In Pod's defence, many admitted that they were actually better off working for Pod than for the East Midlands Constabulary. The free bales and bubble wrap were, they said, a real boost to their winter fuel allowance.
Personal effects, Podmore, phone, sunglasses, Betmore reward card, naughty Fido novelty, and one pair of shoes.
There's no tassels on these loafers.
Removed in case you did something silly with them. Don't want to see you here again, 440950.
Well, at least you got my bowling figures right.
Welcome to Freedom, Pod.
Oh, hello, Andy. Jackie's picking me up, actually. Can you see a mother of pearl baby Bentley?
Yeah, I'm afraid Jackie's been detained in Monaco. She's under yacht arrest.
What? No, no, Philip Green's guys gave us this tip about putting everything in your wife's name. They can't touch you. That's why I'm out.
Well, sadly, Pod, the public mood's changed a bit since you went in. Your assets have been seized, and there's been a question in the House about you being stripped of your Pucker Pie Eater of the Year award.
What House? I'll bloody burn it down.
Right, hop into the snowflake. I'll explain everything.
What's that funny smell? It stinks in here.
It's fresh air, Pod. The snowflake's an electric car. Keep an eye out for a charging point.
Don't mind that. You need a diesel-scented Christmas tree hanging off the mirror.
Talking of bad odour, Pod, you and Jackie have become public enemies numbers one and two.
Do we get any money for that? When I was Leicestershire Beard of the Year, they bunged me a few quid.
No, afraid not, Pod.
Will I get some royalties from the record about me?
I don't think so, Pod. After the record company's deductions, your victims will get the remaining 7%. Oh, charging opportunity.
What kind of world is it when a man can't employ slave labour, register his company in Monaco in order to avoid paying tax? Where did it say that on the side of the Vote Leave bus?
Nearly there.
I even checked the small print under the bit about the NHS getting 350 quid or whatever it was. All it said was luggage load not to exceed 40 cases.
That didn't take long. Just let this Saab past and off we go.
Carve him up, the Scandinavian tosser. What sort of speed do you call this?
That's 19 miles an hour, Pod. That's the limit during school hours.
Right, that's it. I don't call this a post-Brexit paradise. Don't call this taking back control. Do you know what? I'm really beginning to regret shooting the dogs now. What's it all for, Andy? Someone's got to do something about this. Can I charge my phone up?
Yeah, any of those four lime green USB ports. What are you going to do, Pod?
The only thing any red-blooded freeborn Englishman still can do. Drink 10 pints and get on Twitter.
Pod, you're back. You seem to have been away for a very long time.
Yes, and the journey's just beginning.
Oh, we'll have to push the snowflakes to the next charging point.
Sorry, Andy, I'm tweeting. Has Gouged got a J in it?
I've told you, shut up! You're listening to Don't Get Me Wrong FM.
Excellent common sense there from Vic from Swaddling Coat. Couldn't agree with you more, Vic. Who voted for them?
They're an unelected elite living on a gravy train bubble of privilege.
Chemical weapons are wasted on umpires, to be fair.
You're not wrong, Pod. Good to have you back on, don't get me wrong.
And they get given the trays before anyone else in the lunch queue. Where's the justice in that?
At Podman Dave's spectacularly abusive return to form on the Twitter sphere had a galvanising effect on his career. His remarks on everything from the new female Doctor Who to Jane Austen's picture on the new £10 note even had Katie Hopkins spluttering that he'd gone a bit too far this time. It earned Pod a recall to the spittle-spattered microphone of late-night radio, and even more happily, Pod was able to retain the services of Strictly's Judge Render, no less, to secure the release of his attractive wife Jackie from her Monaco yacht hell.
And on line 16, we've got Donald on the Borough-Wash bypass, is that right?
That's correct. That's so correct. No fraud news about it. I've been listening to your show, and it's a great show. Truly great.
Cheers, Donald, but what's your point?
Well, sir, I'm here on a snap visit to Bridland, great place. And the truth is, this is so true, I've gotten lost.
Yeah, easy mistake, pal. What you want to do is get over to the left. It says bus lane, but ignore that. They turn the cameras off at midnight. And head for the A52. Then you got M1 north or south. Win-win.
Thank you so much. You are a guy I can do business with. You know what? I think you would make a great ambassador to Washington.
That's lovely of you, Donald, but to be honest, I've done the ambassador thing for cheapfags at paymonthly.com and Barassic loans. And whiff off insoles. I've not got the room for any more robes and plumed hats. And I've got other things lined up.
Oh, okay. Shame. Great, great shame. Have you got a number for Vic from Swaddling Coat?
And as another lovely big red bus lands on the outfield in front of the tavern, we're going to... Oh, I do beg your pardon. It's a pigeon, apparently. Obviously not as young as I was. How old am I, in fact, Andrew? I don't know, perhaps we keep quiet about that. Now, as you may know, this is my very last broadcast, but I'm passing the baton to a very safe pair of hands. The beringed and tattooed hands of Dave Pomeroy, no less. Yeah, cheers, blowers. Right, never mind the cricket. Let's read out some tweets. Ah, oh, this one's great. Drop it, Dacre. Drop the tweet. Dacre, drop. Who's a guts? Who's a guts? You are. Yes, you are. Yeah.
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Christopher Douglas, Nick Newman and Andrew Nichols for their help in making this programme. And as I say, Lewis McLeod and Nicholas Sanderson. Dave Podmore Crosses the Boundary was produced by John Harvey and was a Hattrick production for BBC Radio 4. If you've been affected by any of the issues in this programme, then you're a sad, unpatriotic Ramona and you need to get over yourself. We won, you lost, suck it up, #Whinger. God save the Queen.